No! No! Son, shut up. No, what? Why? Son, shut up.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, man. Look at you, Whitty.
Timmy Conway Jr., man.
Love this weather.
Look, you know what? I do love this weather.
Yeah.
It creates a problem out there on the, you know, all over the freeways and the surface streets, but I really do like the rain. There's nothing like sleeping with the rain pitter-pattering on the window. I mean, it's very peaceful.
We had scheduled a meteorologist. This guy goes around to all CBS stations in California.
Really?
And he talks about, you know, the weather. And we had him scheduled 2 weeks ago to appear tonight at 9 p.m. And he canceled.
Oh.
Because his topic was California in severe drought.
Oh. All right. So I guess this would probably not be the appropriate time to have him on the show.
Yeah, you can't do flash flood warnings while the guy's talking about the drought.
No, you cannot.
So he'll reschedule. He'll come in one day when it's 110.
Like in July when it hasn't rained in months and months and we're schwitzing.
Bingo. All right, gang, it's time for What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? And we play clips every Thursday from 8 to 9. If you guess what he's saying, you get yourself a prize.
Yep. Now, I want to warn the audience. I've done some Q&A with some of the producers who put these clips together. The prizes are really good because these clips of the Reverend Jesse Jackson are, to quote one, among the most difficult clips ever.
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. All you winners tonight, you're going to get a book, Why We Want to Be Rich.
Right, with Robert Kiyosaki.
Yeah, and also... yeah, just Robert Kiyosaki. I guess Donald Trump's not involved anymore.
Now, how come so?
Oh, yes, he is.
Good. You know what? I'm so glad you said that because I said to Robert Kiyosaki a long time ago, I said, Robert, arigato, don't write a book unless you call me because I know the secrets of success. I know the secrets of making money in real estate, and it all comes down to what you look like. You know, my hair is very important to me, the way I comb my hair, and my suits, my shirts and ties from Philip Van Heusen are also very, very, very important. They're part of the entire package. But do you love this shirt I'm wearing, Tim, from Philip Van Heusen?
Oh, it's beautiful. Just beautiful.
And what about the tie?
Very nice.
Philip Van Heusen shirts and ties.
They said Robert Kiyosaki and the unbelievable, totally remarkable Donald Trump.
Oh, I got to start using it.
WhyWeWantToBeRich.com.
I am privileged as the unbelievably, totally remarkable Donald Trump to be joining Robert Kiyosaki. The man is really, he's the biggest thing since Friends. He's the biggest thing really since Thomas Edison. He's unbelievable.
Ah.
And I'm thrilled to be associated with him and his Philip Van Heusen shirts and ties.
Now CNN is reporting breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
New York Times endorses Hillary Clinton. What a surprise.
That's right. They also endorse Senator John McCain.
What a surprise.
Well, a lot of people thought the New York Times could go for Barack Obama, but the New York Times has gone for Senator Clinton, and they're also endorsing...
The New York Times getting in the Clinton camp. That's unreal. That is breaking news.
Well, they're also, I mean, I know the point you're trying to make, you're playing coy, but they're
Thank
also they're also in the McCain camp.
Sam Phillips breaking down the comedy.
Will Tim kill it? They're also in the McCain camp because they've endorsed Senator John McCain.
There you go.
That'd be a good race, those
All right.
two.
Here are the clips you'll hear tonight. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Here we go.
The subprime crisis taking our homes. The jail industrial complex.
She has a daughter in college as we fight.
Bad conspiracists to fleece the poor.
They remember then going to have a... has a daughter in college as we fight.
Wow.
Every major election by the margin of unregistered voters. I demand that we go to jail. I was there in South Africa. How can we honor him? The maids threw pots down the hall and violence from our schools.
the Santa Diversion, and I agreed.
Wow.
And Walter and Fruit Saw. She be expecting to get children out of jail. Let Aretha Dr. King's gravesite one day.
That's easy.
You in a hole? Are you looking for a rope or a shovel? By train to faint to fight. You can't get money to make you go ahead and get some money. Not member leadership conference on civil rights one time. From the penny and lender, you get in the mood, debt. We should organize and get them on these bushes.
Yeah, the guy's so great, man. I hope Jesse Jackson lives forever.
Yeah, I hope he does, too.
He keeps doing his show. It's on the Word Network. If you don't have the Word Network, call your cable company or your satellite provider and say you want the Word Network.
Right, and on Saturday morning?
Yeah, Saturday morning and Saturday evening. I think he's got two shows going.
You get an hour. Is it called the Jesse Jackson Show, or what's it called?
Not really sure what they call it.
If you look at the TiVo or the DVR, does it say Reverend Jackson?
No,
or...
one on in the morning is Rainbow Push.
Rainbow Push Coalition with Jesse Jackson.
And the other one is like... is like Real Issues with Jesse Jackson or something like that. Oh,
but it's really the same show.
Up Front with Jesse Jackson.
Up Front with Jesse, yeah, that's it.
Up Front, okay, very
good. All right, thank you, Randy. All right, here we go, the first clip, everybody.
That was Jerry.
No, but Randy said it in my headphones, so I was able to sound smart. Appreciate that, then. Yeah, right.
No!
Yeah, thank you. Well, it was my pleasure.
This is like when Dan Rather gets a message on the IFP where he's sitting there on election night. Dan Rather reporting for the CBS Evening News.
No, it was my pleasure. Listen, it was fun to have lunch.
This race is hotter than a Times Square Rolex.
Okay, all right. All right, thanks, Brady. Wow, jeez, the guy talks my ear off.
No, he does, and you're like an anchorman. I mean, you can, like, give information.
He's not at home. Just don't start with him, okay? He's fine.
I saw.
Yes, he's here. He's sitting right next to me. Please, don't bust his balls.
I'm here. Stop it.
All right. All right.
I saw Dan Rather once say on election night, I think 2004, he said, and he always has his hand up to his ear, you know, because they're feeding him information. Dan Rather, CBS Evening News, this race in Ohio is like a sauna. All the candidates can do is sit around and sweat.
All right, here we go. The first Jesse Jackson clip.
The subprime crisis taking our homes. The subprime crisis taking our homes. The subprime crisis taking our homes.
Wow. All right. Paul in Pasadena, you're first up here on 97.1 Free FM.
The subprime crisis taking our homes.
I think he's saying... The subprime crisis is taking our home.
That's exactly right,
dude.
Give it up. Congratulations, man. It's exactly how the game should be played. You're gonna get a book, Why We Want to Be Rich. Are you rich?
Not yet.
All right, you'll need the book then. All right, hold on one second.
I need to read the book.
Right. You want to be rich, though, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, the book's for you.
All right, hold on one second. There he goes. That's exactly what they're saying. The subprime crisis taking our home.
Yeah, the subprime crisis taking our homes.
Ooh, real, real hard on the S.
Homes. The subprime crisis taking our homes.
Man, sounds like it hurt his throat.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, as you listen to all these clips, he goes up and down. The vocal ranges are all over the place. I mean, he does a number on his vocal instrument.
Guy's unreal. All right, here we go. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say?
The jail industrial complex. The jail industrial complex. The jail industrial complex.
All right, it's not geo. There's an he's using a different term there.
Yes, that's correct.
The jail industrial complex.
All right.
The jail industrial complex.
Tito, in West Covina, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello,
the jail industrial complex.
Hello, Tito.
I'm tapping out of these guys too much.
There he goes.
Why would Tito tap out? I don't understand that. I love you, Tito.
Tito's tacos. The only thing better than Tito's, was it Tito's?
Oh, that's going back.
Times two or something. How does that go, Jerry?
The only thing better than a Tito's taco is two. I love Tito's tacos. You love Tito's too. Now, you know, with the campaign in full effect and Jerry already getting his singing, you know, getting his singing voice all warmed up, maybe before the end of the hour we do get a little John Kerry out of him.
Yeah, maybe in the next hour we get because this that people really want to hear these clips, man.
You're right, Tim.
This hour,
you're exactly.
They really want to hear that, Jesse. All right, here we go.
The jail industrial complex. The jail industrial complex.
Wow, Dustin in Glendora, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
The jail industrial complex.
Oh, my gosh. One more time for me.
I don't really do that, dude. Because then people do that all night. And we just repeat it all night, please. Jeff in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
The jail industrial complex.
All right, guys, all I got is the military industrial complex.
No, very close.
No. Not that close, dude.
Lucas in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Lucas,
the jail industrial complex.
Did they call you Lucas with the lid off about 15 years ago?
No, way before that, believe it or not. But is it the jail end up with a complex?
Nah, listen to it again here.
The jail industrial complex.
The girl end up with a complex?
Son, shut up.
No, that's not it. All right, Steve in Santa Monica, you're on 97.1.
The jail industrial complex.
No clue, guys.
All right, there he goes. Mike in Laguna, you're on 97.1.
The jail industrial complex.
I can't ride home in the rain like this.
What station are you listening to?
Oh, 97.1.
Right now, were you editorializing about the rain, or do you think that's what Jesse Jackson said?
I had no clue what he was saying, so I decided, like, drive home in the rain.
All right, buddy. All right, thank you very much.
All right, dude. All right,
there he goes. Mike in Montebello, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
The jail industrial complex.
The jail industrial complex.
Exactly it, my brother. Exactly right. Hold on one second. You're going to get a book, Why We Want to Be Rich. And I guess Gina will take your information for you.
She sure will.
Yeah. The jail industrial complex.
The jail industrial complex.
There it is. All right, the next clip. We're rolling through them tonight.
She has a daughter in college as we fight. She has a daughter in college as we fight.
Wow.
She has a daughter in college as we fight.
I think that's a gimme. I think that a dude's going to get that one pretty easily.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it's because he's speaking slowly, and I think that that's kind of an easier one.
She has a daughter in college as we fight.
Robert, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
She has a daughter in college as we fight.
Has a daughter. That's all I got.
All right. Well, we thank you for getting about 20% of it. Lewis in Commerce, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
She has a daughter in college as we fight.
I think he said Brian Whitman's a homo.
You know what? Well, play it back.
She has a daughter in college as we fight.
No, hold on. No, caller, be quiet and let us play it and hear it. If indeed
she has a daughter in college as we fight.
Yeah, sounds like Brian Whitman's a homo.
Give it up.
With my book.
You know what? You missed one word in there.
She has a daughter in college as we fight.
There he goes. Carlos in Ontario, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Well, the suspense, excuse me, Carlos, the suspense is killing me. What word did he miss?
Effin'.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Tim. Thanks, pal.
Listen, if people are going to pile on, I might as well jump on top. All right, Carlos in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
She has a daughter in college as we fight.
It's clear as day. Brian Whitman is a homo.
You're missing a word, dude.
See, you've given the same clue, that the same response that the previous caller gave, but you're...
Listen to it again.
She has a daughter in college as we fight.
Brian Whitman is an effing homo.
Hey, congratulations. Give it up. All right, hold on one sec. You get a book, Why We Want to Be Rich. All right.
And we do want to be.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, people want to be rich. It's much easier to argue with your wife in a 14-room mansion in Beverly Hills than it is an apartment in Panorama City.
With no air conditioning.
Right.
I would agree.
And no cable.
Because you could go and just go in your big bedroom, your own room.
Don't have to see her at all.
Right. Turn on the TV and just, have a beer or two and just, nod off.
Yeah. The guys who are really close to their wives, like they share a one-bedroom apartment.
Physically close, you mean.
Yeah.
Right.
The tensions get a little thick in there.
Yeah.
A little thick tongue.
I understand.
But did you see that study that came out today that couples who argue all the time live longer?
I saw that. Spouses who argue a lot live longer.
Is that right?
Yeah, and you know what? I thought when I first saw the headline, Tim, I thought, you know what? Doesn't surprise me because it keeps their blood going. You know, it keeps their blood boiling. It keeps them on their toes. It keeps them young.
All right. Here we go. Udi in Cerritos. You're on 97.1.
She has a daughter in college that we fight.
Has a daughter in college that we fight?
No. Sorry. How do you pronounce your name?
Odie.
Odie.
Odie, yeah. Like in the in Garfield.
Is that short for something?
Yes, it is.
For what?
For Odachima.
Odachima?
Ooh, what kind of name is that?
It's Nigerian.
Wow.
Ooh, are you an African-American woman?
Yes, I am.
Yes, now I have a few questions for you, and I hope you don't take offense to the questions that I'm about to ask you. But
okay.
I only ask them because I want to get a visual of what you look like, and I do this for the male audience members to get a visual of what you look like. Odachima, how old are you?
23.
And you're Nigerian?
Yes.
And this is where the show steps back into the early 50s.
Now,
about 1951.
Your skin tone, your complexion, is it very, and I think you can understand what I'm saying. Is it lighter or darker or in the middle? You know, like, is it Halle Berry or Bill Cosby? Like, where on the spectrum of beautiful black African-American skin would we find you?
You'll find me at the, chocolate brown.
Yeah.
Milk chocolate.
Yeah, baby. We'd find you in the milk chocolate area.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. And I thank you for answering the question without being offended. You know, it's just that I'm putting a slideshow together for later, and I just wanted to know, you know, what your deal was. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And do you date white guys?
Sometimes.
Yeah. My headphones are broken. I'm hearing music in the background. I'm sorry. I wanted to ask you about the last time you dated a white guy.
And folks, please remember to conserve with our troops over fighting in Korea. Everybody's got to do their part to keep this nation going while our young men are overseas in Korea. Back to you, Brian.
Thank you, Tim. So you're, when's the last time you were the white dude?
Probably about a month ago.
Oh, so that's your preference, or is that your boyfriend?
No, no. I think all men are wonderful.
And what do you look like?
I'm 5'9", chocolate skin.
Yeah, caramel.
No, well, not caramel.
Right, milk chocolate. A little darker than Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to go back to the game here, gang.
What?
Thanks, Odie.
Hold
on 1 second.
What happened? I was just having a...
Yeah, we could do it off the air. I mean, because...
Again?
Nah, because on the air,
I'm always off the air with these chicks.
Yeah, Jerry will get the number for you. All right, talk to Rachel in Riverside. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
She has a daughter in college that we fight.
Can you repeat it, please?
For you? How old are you?
8.
You got it, baby.
Sure.
She has a daughter in college that we fight.
Has a daughter and calls a big fight.
No. Did you say has a daughter in college as we fight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Way to go.
You win. You can get that book, Why We Want to Be Rich. Maybe give it to your mom or dad.
Yeah.
Your dad got some dough?
Kind of, yeah.
Buys you nice things?
Yeah.
And when you get the book, you know, you open up the book, there's a blank page in the front where you can write something to Dad. With a crayon, write, "Damn it, Dad, we gotta get rich." And then you and your siblings sign it, and you give it to him for, like, his birthday or Father's Day.
Hey, are you with your dad right now or your mom?
Yeah, I'm with my dad.
Yeah, that's usually, when kids call, they're usually with their dad. The mom doesn't like turn him on to this stuff.
Right. Well, actually,
hey, how old's your dad?
Daddy, how old are you?
How old?
37. He's 37.
37. All right, man.
And, sweetie, forgive me. You're 8 years old.
Yes.
So he had you at 29.
Yeah.
You still living at home?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Lazy, huh?
When are you going to get a job and get an apartment?
I think I want to get a job when I'm 15 and an apartment when I'm 20.
All right.
That's 12 more years. You plan to go to college?
Yeah. I want to be an art teacher.
Oh, that's sweet. So,
you know, when I started doing the show here at the station, you weren't even born.
Really?
Yeah. So your dad really does need this book because with all of the plans you have, there's going to be some money involved.
Yeah. All right, Rachel, hold on one sec, darling, all right?
Okay.
You take care of yourself.
Okay.
All right, there she goes. What 8 years old.
What a sweetheart.
And again, I'm not going to say this every week, but I'm going to take an opportunity here.
Well, your headphones are off. And
what other station does a 37-year-old male and an 8-year-old female listen to together and enjoy it?
None.
KLSX 97.1 Free FM.
Right. They can't listen to, they'll fight like Kiss FM or, you know, some of the, or Hot 90.
The guy's not going to be, the father's not going to be interested in Kiss FM.
Power 106, they'll fight over the radio.
Right. KFI, she may not be that interested in politics. He might be.
KABC is the same thing.
Right.
Loveline is too graphic for an 8-year-old. So they
can't.
This is it. This is it. This is the station where moms and dads, at least this hour, can listen together with their children and really enjoy the programming. And
old-fashioned radio again.
Yeah, we're proud of that. We're Bob and Ray, and we thank you for joining us.
All right. We're going to play a clip for you a couple times. When we come back, we'll ask you what Jesse Jackson is saying. And for all you live read freaks out there, I've got a beauty coming up in about a minute. So.
Oh, well, hold on a second. I know you don't like to do this, but to those who aspire to be broadcasters or to be announcers, get your boom box, get your audio cassette tape ready. I'd start recording now because you want to appreciate Jerry Wyschowski's production work as
yes.
well.
Yes, all right.
Tim's live read is coming up in just about a minute.
Yes, here is the clip. We'll ask you what he's saying when we come back. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Bad conspiracists to fleece the poor. Bad conspiracists to fleece the poor.
Till.
You may not like what he says,
Tim Till.
But he'll say it anyway.
Tim Till.
He's the baddest kind of.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Till. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, I have some big news. You know that the Reverend Jesse Jackson Conway has got this relationship with Ed Till, the former talk show host here at 97.1. You hear the Reverend singing about Ed Till. You hear him, he sings Ed Till.
Right.
You can hear him.
Ed Till.
Right, so they.
Ed Till.
All right,
so
Jerry, that's enough.
What's going to happen now on the Word Network this weekend, it's just a rumor, Ed Till is supposed to join the Reverend Jackson on Saturday morning.
What a night.
So he's got he's got some stand-up comedy, but he's going to work it into. He's got a riff about coffee that he does.
Oh, bum, bum.
So it's going
to
be.
All right, let's get back to the game.
Ed Till.
Here is the Jesse Jackson clip. Enough of Ed Till. Nobody knows who that guy is.
I used to listen to him. But then I'd shut him off. After a while, I'd shut him off.
All right, here we go.
Bad conspiracists to fleece the poor. Bad conspiracists to fleece the poor.
Jesus Christ, man.
Bad conspiracists to fleece the poor. Bad conspiracists to fleece the poor.
Wow, this is a tough one.
Do you think you know it?
No, I looked at the sheet to cheat, and now I know it, but before, no. No way. All right, let's talk to Alfred in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Bad conspiracists to fleece the poor.
The conservatives just sweep the floor?
No.
No, sorry, dude. All right. That is not it, young man. All right, let's talk to Blake in Anaheim. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Big conspiracies to fleece the poor.
Big conspiracies to police the poor.
No. No, sorry, dude.
Nope.
Not bad. Not a bad shot, but close.
I think people know the end. I think the last three words people know, it's the beginning of the clue, Tim, that's giving some trouble.
Walter in Camarillo. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Big conspiracies to fleece the poor.
You got to be kidding me, man. Of all the times I've tried to get on this show, I get that clip?
Sorry, dude. I mean,
it's the luck of the draw.
It's bad luck,
I guess,
huh?
So, man. I love the show, man. You guys rock.
Thanks, man. You take care of yourself.
Tapping out.
There he goes. Yeah. Oh, ba-boom.
There he goes.
All right, Ben in Downey, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
My friend, excuse me, stop. Your father is on the O'Reilly Factor. He's coming up.
Is he really?
Yes. Want to stop everybody? Tim Conway Sr. is on the O'Reilly Factor. I hate to interrupt a game mid-progress, but I think you'll want to know, Tim, that your dad is now on Fox News
Bob
Channel.
Bob Newhart.
Right, but they're showing clips of Suzanne Pleshette, I believe, and they're going to come back to your dad.
Is that right?
I believe they will. So,
Oh, boy. All right. Well, we watch that. We'll continue with the game here. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Ben in Downey, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Big conspiracists to fleece the poor.
Big conservatives displace the poor.
No.
Sorry, dude. Jerry in Castaic, you're on 97.1.
Big conspiracists to fleece the poor.
He was just on. You missed him.
Let's see. I think it's bank conspiracy to fleece the poor.
That's exactly right, dude. Congratulations.
Give it up.
All right, hold on 1 second. You're going to be rich because you're going to get a book. Maybe you'll read that book and become a wealthy dude. Why We Want to Be Rich.
Want to turn up the volume?
There you go. No, I'll catch you. I mean, some people, it'd be tough to listen to. Can you?
Can
All right, let's flip it on then. What the hell?
Flip on Fox News Channel because Tim right. Conway Sr. going head-to-head with the no-spin zone.
Man.
Bill O'Reilly.
All right, this is it's on right now on Fox News. So, Jerry's, here we go.
Showing, one of my favorite scenes that I would have loved to have talked to Miss Pleshette about was Alfred Hitchcock's classic film,
yeah.
The Birds.
Yes.
I want the rest of you to go down the hill all the way to the hotel. Now, is that clear?
And that took a lot, you know, with birds all over you. That's even worse than what you had going on in the Shaggy D.A.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing, partner?
Oh, hi, Elwood.
We were out shooting at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was freezing out there. I was covered with orange paint and feathers because I had gone through a paint shop and then through a mattress factory, as we all do at Disney.
Well, what are you staring at?
And the director said, excuse me, Tim, you know, in that shot, you pushed the hair out of the dog's eyes. He said, Does that sound logical? Suzanne said, let me ask you something. The man's sitting here in orange paint with feathers on him and cherry pie all over him. Now, you're asking him whether that's logical, and she said, good night, everybody. See you after the weekend. Good night. She had quite a colorful language, as we say. She did a lot of telling people exactly what she thought of them.
We do not eat junk foods in this house between meals.
She also, as I say, she loved acting, so she accepted everything.
Keep it charming and sincere. That's the technique that won me.
If you had to zero in on one thing, why she became, because there have been so many actresses on television, but why she became so beloved, what would that be?
She had a marvelous sense of humor.
There is one thing you could do for me.
What?
Would you chase me around the desk?
She would always end up at the table with all the guys, and with all the stories and all the colorful language and everything. She was just, she was marvelous. She was
I think that came across to the folks. I think the folks said, you know, this woman, yes. I could go to a party and have a few laughs with her. She wasn't pretentious. She had a very strong talent, but she wasn't lording the talent over anybody.
I'm in no mood to play the guess who call game.
Okay, no games.
Who called?
Yeah.
Everybody is going to be able to see Suzanne Pleshette throughout their lifetimes on TV and in the reruns. And I'd much rather watch the old Newharts than any of the new stuff. I think that they were...
I'd rather watch, any of the old stuff as what's going on today, yes.
Right. Mr. Conway, thanks very much. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you very much.
Look at that. My dad on the O'Reilly Factor talking about Suzanne Pleshette.
And what a very touching tribute to a woman that he obviously had great affection for.
Yeah. And my dad just told me this the other day, but I'm not sure. I guess I could talk about it. I don't know. He's going over to Iraq in a couple of months to entertain the troops.
You know, that's amazing. Your dad is going to Iraq, and I don't want to say who he's going with, but, you know, your dad's going to Iraq with guys who are probably going to promote some stuff and try to, you know, get something going for their, you know, show or whatever. But not the case with your dad. Your dad's going to Iraq just to go and entertain the troops. And there's really a big difference. Like Bob Hope would go on the USO tour, not because he needed to sell tickets to his next movie or needed people to listen to his radio show or watch his television show. I find your dad's trip in a kind of a similar vein. And I applaud him for that.
However, I did ask my dad, I said, why are you going over to Iraq? You know, it's very dangerous over there. And he said, without skipping a beat, he goes, hey, listen, I'm going over there to get some peace and quiet after having to deal with my brothers all the time. Because they can't get a hold of me in the green zone.
Right.
All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Let's get back to this. Here we go.
Bad conspiracists to fleece the poor.
All right. Next clip. Here we go.
They remember then going to have a...
Oh, God.
They remember then going to have a...
Oh, Bobo.
Whoa. They remember then going to have a...
I don't think anyone's going to ever get this.
Was that after the Ativan? They gave him some Ativan and had him do the rest of the sermon?
They remember then going to have a...
You know, that one's too hard. No one's ever going to get it. It's just going to annoy people.
Every major election by the margin of unregistered voters...
All right, that's an easier one.
Whoa. Every major election by the margin of unregistered voters...
Ben in Westchester, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Every major election by the margin of unregistered voters...
There ain't even a chance I'm going to get that. No, way.
Wow, almost used that whole F word. All right, thanks, Benny.
Tapping out.
Kelly in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
Every major election by the margin of unregistered voters.
I'm going to have to give up on that one.
Bad vibes. All right, Jim in Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
Every major election by the margin of unregistered voters.
Every major election, there's a margin of error.
No, but that's very close, dude. Anthony in Ontario, you're next.
Every major election by the margin of unregistered voters.
Said, someone please pass me my crack pipe. I can't talk.
Okay. Javier in Simi Valley, you're on the air.
Every major election by the margin of unregistered voters.
Every major mark of our election, right?
No. Sorry, dude.
Nope.
All right, gang. We're going to play this clip for you a couple times and come back and ask you what the hell Jesse Jackson is saying. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Every major election by the margin of unregistered voters. Every major election by the margin of unregistered voters.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Yeah, man.
Self a prize if you get it right. Here's the latest clip.
Every major election by the margin of unregistered voters.
All right.
Every major election by the margin of unregistered voters.
Jerry in Castaic, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Every major election by the margin of unregistered voters.
Every major election by the margin of electables.
Oh,
you got it all with the last word.
So close. I mean, is this the kind of guy you want to let him hear it one more time?
Yeah, the margin of something voters. Listen to it again.
Every major election by the margin of unregistered voters.
By the margin of some kind of voters.
If you're not a registered voter, what are you?
Unregistered voter.
There you go.
Give it up.
All right, you driving a truck right now?
A truck. I'm on the truck route heading north right now.
Oh, good for you. All right.
I guess to honk that horn would be dangerous in the rain, right?
That would be very dangerous.
Yeah, let's not do that.
How's the weather out there? It wipes out. All right, hold on 1 second. Dude. We'll give you that book. I guess he wants to be rich. Why We Want to Be Rich by Robert Kiyosaki, man.
I didn't want him to ring the horn. That's why that's why I said it would be dangerous. I was like saying, don't do it.
That's fine. With today's cars.
Yeah, man.
I was sitting in my car the other day and somebody was honking me. I barely heard it. Like Mercedes and these Subarus. They're so insulated now. You can't hear anybody honking.
Yeah, they're airtight and you really don't know what's going on around
you.
Yes.
It's great. All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? That last one was every major election by the margin of unregistered voters.
Every major election by the margin of unregistered voters.
All right. Here's the next clip.
I demand that we go to jail. I was there in South Africa. I demand that we go to jail. I was there in South Africa.
Wow.
I think that's gettable.
I don't think so. I think it's too long.
I demand that we go to jail. I was there in South Africa.
I think it is. Here's the shorter one for you guys.
How can we honor him? How can we honor him?
All right, now see, that one seems easy, right?
Yes, easier.
I bet first three people don't get it.
Don't get it?
I bet. Let's talk to Paul in Northridge. Paul, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
How can we honor him?
Go ahead. Paul.
It's Carl.
Go ahead.
I don't know, but I think Brian Whitman's a big stud.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
There you go. One vote for Whitman.
And thank you for the speakerphone.
Timmy in L.A., you're on 97.1.
How can we honor him?
Tim. Bass. Danny and La Puente, you're on 97.1.
How can we honor him?
I get mad at him.
That's not it.
Ivan in Valencia, you're on 97.1.
How can we honor him?
I commended him?
No.
That's not it either. Marcelo in Redlands, you're on 97.1.
How can we honor him?
I could mail to him.
Wow, that's not it either. Isn't that amazing? One that seems so easy.
You said three callers. I think that was the third.
Yeah, a lot of them were missing this thing. Taylor in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
How can we honor him?
I can meld him?
No. Doesn't make sense. I think he's talking about Martin Luther King.
Taylor, by the way, for a chick is a hot name.
Yeah. For a guy, well, I guess there's Taylor golf clubs.
Nah,
I guess it'd go either way.
It's borderline for a dude, but for a chick... Taylor is a hot name.
Yeah, Taylor is a great name for a chick. I think it's, I don't know many dudes named Taylor. No, a couple of guys with the last name of Taylor.
Right, no, but I'm not talking last names. I'm talking first names. My name is Taylor. She's a hot chick usually.
All right, Oscar in Orange County, you're on 97.1.
How can we honor him?
I have no idea. Bro.
Wow, all right, thanks. Patrick in L.A., you're on the air.
How can we honor him?
Is it, I can barely hear him?
No, it's not it either, dude. Teddy in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
How can we honor him?
Teddy. Jonathan in Lake Forest, you're up next.
How can we honor him?
Hey, boys, how's it going?
All right, buddy.
How can we honor him?
How can we honor him? You're exactly right. Congratulations, dude.
Yeah, man.
All right, hold on one sec. You're going to get the book, Why We Want to Be Rich.
Yeah, man.
How can we honor him?
How can we honor him?
How?
I don't know. All right, got time for one more, Jerry? All right, here we go. Last clip.
The maze two pots down the hall. The maze two pots down the hall.
Too tough.
That's hard.
And balance from our schools.
That's good.
Yeah.
And balance from our schools. And balance from our schools.
All right, Andrew in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
And balance from our schools.
There he goes. How about Hector and Downey? You're on the air. Hector, you got it? You there? We're going to play it for you here. The computer froze for a second. Here we go.
And balance from our schools.
What?
Something from our schools. I have no idea.
That is incorrect. But, I mean, it's close.
And balance from our schools. And balance from our schools.
All right. Debbie in Simi Valley. You're on 97.1.
And balance from our schools.
Dude, I knew that one, that other hard one that you didn't think anyone would get. Something abolish all the schools?
This one, that is not correct. Sorry,
something
baby.
Something about my shoes?
Sucker.
No, nothing about your shoes, baby.
Okay, right, thanks.
Back to Simi Valley.
Okay.
There she goes.
Shoes are fine.
Ted in Rancho Cucamonga, you're on 97.1.
And balance from our schools.
Say it again?
Ted in Rancho Cucamonga, you're on 97.1.
Hi, can I hear it again?
Oh, Ted.
Ted in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on 97.1.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Okay. Can I hear the clue again?
Oh, the clue. Okay.
Oh.
And balance from my school.
I didn't like his act.
Yeah. Well, works
and
for
something
me.
Something for my school.
And what is it?
Something for my school?
Yeah, what is the something?
And I don't know.
Nope.
I
can't. All right, buddy. Mm. Pedro and San Pedro, you're on 97.1.
And violence from our schools.
And violence from our schools.
There you go, dude. Congratulations.
Put your hands together.
And violence from our schools.
There it is.
That concludes a very, very entertaining Jesse Jackson hour.
Yeah, and of course, it will be back next Thursday night, as it is every Thursday night at 8 o'clock. But if you... want to play in the meantime? Go to conwayandwhitman.com. We have the home game. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? The home game. You can play it at home. You can play it at work on your computer, in your cubicle. Anytime you feel a Jones for what the hell did Jesse Jackson say, just go online to 971freefm.com or go to conwayandwhitman.com.
You know, Jack Silver, the program director here the other day, said, I don't mean to, you know, burst your bubble here or get you depressed or anything, but do you know that the What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say is technically part of CBS and not you and Whitman? So if you guys were ever to leave the station, we have the right to continue doing this every Thursday night.
Now, why would he say that?
I don't know.
What conversation would precede such a threat?
I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah. But and I think you wanted to make that clear. So it's great news for the listeners that once Whitman and I leave the station, you will continue to hear right. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say at 8 o'clock every Thursday.
But the good news is if you and I leave the station, it'll be you and I on another station. By the way,
but we can't do Jesse Jackson on another station.
We'd think of other stuff to do. And by the way, whoever they brought in here could not play this game the way we play this game, and the listeners would reject it.
No, it's pretty simple to do.
No, it's not.
Just pressing a button.
Have a little confidence,
Tim. All right, gang. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. News coming up at 9, but first, a brand new top 10 list with David Letterman. Look at that. And we are live on 97.1 Free FM.
No! Give it up, sucker. Give it up. Give it up. Belize.
What?
Whoa, give it up. Whoa, give it up. Whoa, give it up. Zilla. Give it up. You give it up. You give it up. You
don't trip out.
5209 71 whoa.